Pinto said just let the song play for a while, so that is what I did. It's a very Friday-ish type of song. You just want it on a loop on a Friday, don't you,
oh,
Pinto?
Oh, yeah. I want to walk into somewhere that just has this thing blaring for 3 hours.
3 hours of this, of Todd Rundgren banging the drum all day.
Yep. Yeah, why not?
I'm measuring my comments. I was going to make a comment, but I decided against making the comment that popped into my head because I just thought that it wouldn't serve our purposes properly in this program. That's all I'm saying. And nobody knows what we're talking about except us, and that's just the way we're going to leave it. 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. You can text us at 35270, or this is always an option, too. You can send us an email at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Our usual Friday guest in the slot is a gentleman, and I use that term loosely, named Jeff Katzer, who is a fishing guide at Devil's Lake out of Woodland Resort, and I am happy to welcome Jeff to the program on this lovely Friday afternoon. Hello, Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort. I haven't talked to you for a while, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm lost without you. Hey, I got a request. I got one request.
No, you can't go to Florida with Pinto next year.
Oh, man, do I ever want to. Pinto, I will show you 10-pound largemouth bass. But anyways, Paul Juergens, you think he's still listening? Can he
yes.
just throw a 60 in? It's going to be 60 tomorrow.
No.
I'm really depressed.
No, it's not. Going to be 60. Maybe in Fort Myers it's going to be 60, but not in Devil's Lake. It ain't going to be 60.
How about a 30? Can I have a 25?
Nope. You can have a 25 below.
Below, yes. Thank you.
What's it like working when it's as cold as it's been this winter and windy as it's been this winter? What's it like working outside every day in this stuff, Jeff?
Well, Mr. Katzer blew his back out Monday trying to get the auger out of the hole because we've now hit a record as far as I'm concerned here. Talk to Kyle Blansfield, the owner of Woodland Resort. 40, are you ready for this?
Yes.
I wish we had a drum roll. 48 inches of ice in numerous places here on the lake, on Devil's Lake.
48 inches?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
4 feet of ice, Jeff. That's no way.
Yeah, no, I'll take video, put it on Facebook. You people will see. I didn't believe Tom either. Tom was out, one of my guys was out drilling, and he went through the full flighting, which is 36 inches on a Jiffy propane 8-inch, and a 12-inch extension on that, and he couldn't get through. He drilled 15 holes, 7 of them he could not get through. And then he went to another spot of the lake, same thing. So we are teetering between the 42 and 48 inch of ice on Devil's Lake, which is quite something. That's why Mr. Katzer wrecked his back trying to get the auger out of the hole. So, boys and girls, when going through all that snow, and you're drilling down through the snow, through the ice, everything, you get all that slush, before you break through a couple of times, pull the auger out to clear it. Otherwise, and we have been trying to help people with this, they're getting their augers, the flighting, we call them a flighting, mm-hmm. with the blades on it. They get them jammed in the hole because you don't clean it out enough, and that's what happened to me. I was re-drilling another hole in a hurry, got it jammed, tried to pull up, and it's like, oh, boy. So I
wonder what the record for ice on Devil's Lake is, because that's a lot. If there are spots, I'm not doubting you, if there are spots with 48 inches of ice or even 45 or even 42 inches of ice, that's the most I've heard of, Jeff, in years.
Yeah.
If not ever.
No, it's crazy. I mean, if you do the math, and especially like now, a lot of you, I see a ton of people that come up from Fargo and Moorhead with these ice castles. You definitely need a 12 and a 6-inch extension once you put that ice castle down, because you've got, 8 inches, 10, 11, 12 inches of free play there from your castle to the ice. You need a lot of room or you're going to be in trouble. And we've sold out of all of our extensions. We just got a whole mess more in yesterday. We sold out of all of our augers because they were getting their flighting spot in the ice. We can't get them out, so we put flags on them.
Hmm.
Just stuff like that. I grew up in Wisconsin. Ice fishing is a way of life there. I mean, the most I've seen is 36, 38 there. And they're even saying that Lake Michigan froze over all the way over to Detroit, from Milwaukee to Detroit, which that's happened once in the 80s.
So, I know you want to take a shot at here. I know the person you want to make fun of here. He also invented the internet. So go ahead and make fun of him if you'd like.
Oh, God. I want everybody to get on my IHateAlGore.com web. No, I really don't have one, but I'm going to start one. I mean, I'm very grateful for the internet. Without that, I wouldn't have my book face or my Facebook or whatever we call it.
Yes.
But yes, exactly. It's been a grind, I'll tell you that. And thank God we've missed all these snowstorms and things of that nature. And a buddy of mine lives in Crary, Steve Wood. He calls me, he goes, does this ever end? I'm like, I don't think so, Steve. I think it's going to be July 4th, and I'll have you and the kids out in the ice house.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I'll tell you what, the fishing's been pretty crazy, too, at times. We've been able to, we just had a huge group. We had 96 people out in one group, and they came on a big bus, and we bussed them out, and we even put a bus on the ice. I mean, that's how strong this is. We put a, I guess you could call it a short bus, you know, one of them shorter buses filled with people on the ice, taking them to ice houses, and we had a great time. They caught some fish and did really well. And a couple of things here, if you come up for this weekend, if you're looking, remember how all year I've been just preaching on the buckshots? Seems to have slowed down a little bit.
Okay.
A small jigging Rapala, number 3 or 5. Anything in gold in a jigging Rapala has been working out very well for both perch. Tommy and I were sitting at a snow bear last night, just about dark, kind of just screwing around. We call it party time because we got like 15 minutes we can actually fish after we get everybody out. And we're in the snow bear, and one races up and grabs it. Here, it's like a 12-inch perch. He looks at me, he goes, perch in the dark. Now I see everything. And we were shallow, too, you know.
They got to eat. I mean, the perch got to eat, too. So if it's dark or light, I mean, if they haven't been feeding, if they haven't been gorging all day, they're hungry, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. Now we're starting to see a little bit of girth on the perch now with the eggs starting to really mature inside of them and things like that. I don't remember if you remember a couple weeks back, I said it was a weird thing and the eggs were kind of falling out of them as we were bringing them up. Haven't seen that now for about 2 weeks that I've seen. I haven't had the fishing time in like Tom has and Eric has, but it's been really good. And thank God for the snow bear. That's all I got to tell you. We ordered another one, I think, too. It's just a great way to, it's like a fish assault vehicle. We can go anywhere in a blizzard, you know.
A fave. Here we are. An FAV, a fish assault vehicle.
I like it. We're going to do it.
A purchase. How about a purch assault vehicle? A pave. A walleye assault vehicle. A wave.
You know what?
Lots
of
things.
Here's what we
here.
Need to do. Let, I want everybody out there to help me. Let come on my Facebook or Woodland's Facebook page. We want to name, you know how we named the radio waves?
Yes.
I still, my favorite was the Naughty Talker. That was totally my fave on that one. I love that. I do like radio waves. Let's name, I'm going to put that on the Woodland website tonight. I want to name our snow bear. We want to put a little name on it so everybody knows that that's us.
Okay. So, perfect. We so can do that.
I'll
help you with that.
And get this. We've got people here that absolutely annihilated the pike again yesterday. We have pike fishermen back. So if you want to come pike fishing, get over here. They only put out 4 tip-ups, too. And they just jigged in the house, and they were just as happy as anything.
So
they were in
there. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
They were in there a couple hours, and they got 11 nice pike. So for just a couple hours, that's pretty good. I don't care where you're doing it at. So
here's what I was going to ask you. So it is. It's going to be March 1st tomorrow. You have 45 inches of ice, let's say, on Devil's Lake. Last year you had ice how long? Until mid-May? Late May?
I think I guided for Zippy like we were guiding yet the 4th of May. I know it was May. I'm positive it was May. But yeah, now the ice went out. I think it went out on the 15th of May, and we were guiding already on the 18th of May. And
But if the weather doesn't turn around quick here, you're going to have ice. You're going to be ice fishing in late April again on Devil's Lake, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm actually taking trip. You know, our season ends March 15th. That I don't even know what day it is, so I'm not going to say the date. But March 15th, at midnight, all permanent houses have to be off the lake. So, but after that, I'm going to take people out of the resort. So if you want to fish with me, I'm pretty booked already, but I think I'm already booked into the first week of April.
Okay. But that could be tremendous fishing, though, late ice.
We got such sunburn because it was like 60 out, no wind. We're just like lobsters running around in short sleeves. It is, you're right. It is fun. It's sloppy, but it's fun and fun. And huge walleyes, the perch are just ready to spawn. So they're at their peak weight. And it, I tell you what, our perch season is like no other. Yes, boys and girls, we have slow days. We have mighty slow days with all these fronts coming in and out. There's no stopping that. We try our buns off to make sure everybody has a good time, but we do have slow days. But we've also had some great days and some medium days in between.
All right.
And if you listen to everybody here, we'll take care of you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great weekend. Get better. I'm getting text messages in from listeners saying, tell Jeff to get better soon, okay?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, North